Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
Jen Hobby, explain what Deadbeat Dad Patrol is, because that's what we normally do.
Yeah, normally what we do is we get emails from moms who are really struggling to get child support payments from these absent fathers. And they've gone through the courts, they've done everything that they can do, but the fathers are still not paying up. And they think, you know what? Maybe some public humiliation will work here. So they usually email us their story, and we investigate this thoroughly because there is no worse insult to call somebody than a deadbeat dad. So we make sure we do our research. We make sure that the story is legitimate and that there really is a need to publicly embarrass this guy. So we send Phil Tirana out to the house with some pictures of the kids, and he knocks on the door and really confronts him about not paying his child support payments and does it on the radio to embarrass him and maybe embarrass him into actually paying up. So normally it works in favor of moms who are reaching out to deadbeat dads, but this one was a little bit different than that.
Yeah, Brian got divorced 4 years ago, and his ex-wife wanted nothing to do with their kids at all. Nothing. I mean, for a while there, she was paying child support. Then she stopped. Then she started up again. Now she stopped again. And by the time we're done with this, we actually found out why she stopped paying. And what a bitch. What a total bitch. This took place over about 90 minutes of the show, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of condensed it down to 15 minutes because we know you guys that listen this early can't listen late in the show. So this was our first Deadbeat Mom segment Friday morning on The Bert Show. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
All right. How are you today?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Give us some of the details because you guys have been divorced for 4 years now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 4 years. We have two kids, a 12-year-old girl and a 9-year-old girl. And I have custody of both of them.
Okay.
Well, I didn't fight for it. She just decided, you know, she wanted her own life back, was what she said, you know. You know, she wanted to, you know, freedom to do her own thing or whatever, you know. Even when we were together, you know, she went to work a month after the kids were born, and I stayed home and raised them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's very career driven. She makes more cash than me, too. A lot more, like, I don't know, probably at least double.
Can I ask what she does, and can I ask what you do?
Well, she's an accounting manager for a pretty big firm, and I'm a restaurant manager. So, mm-hmm. You know, I don't make anywhere near as much as she does.
Well, it says in your email also that you specifically take, like, weekend shifts and stuff like that so you could spend more time with the kids. So
right.
The thing I got from reading your email is that you could work more, but you don't because you take the responsibility of being a parent very seriously, so you don't take it and you don't get as much money, and that's why you depend on your ex-wife's child support, correct?
Right. I mean, there's only one parent in the household, you know, so, you know, I've got to spend time with them. We were okay after the divorce, but she only wanted to see them, like, once a month, and, I mean, they missed her, but at least she sent me some money, you know, it was like, $100 a month or something like that. It was, you know, it wasn't very much, but about 2 years ago, she just stopped sending the money, and I had to take her to court, and, you know, I mean, we could barely survive. The three of us are living in, like, a two-bedroom apartment, and she's living in a three-bedroom house, mm-hmm. you know?
All by herself?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, she hasn't paid a dime of child support. What happened was I won a settlement, and she was supposed to pay me $1,100 a month. And but for the last 4 months, you know, she paid that once in a while, but for the last 4 months, she hasn't paid a dime, you know. And before that, you know, I don't know, she didn't pay that much, but she owes me at least $4,400. And, yeah, I spoke with her about a month ago, and she promised she'd get me $2,000 by June 1st. And what happened was the girls needed summer clothes, so I had to pay for that with my money. And when she told me she'd give me the $2,000, I promised the girls a vacation, and they could each bring a friend. We were going to go to Gulf Shores, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it's coming up July 4th. You know, I need the money. And, you know, if I don't get the money, I'm going to look like a jerk to not only to the other girls' parents, but to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was counting on that money. I mean, the girls are so excited. I mean, they're friends, you know, they're all excited to go, and I don't know. I can't afford to take her to court again. You know, and she's hinting that, you know, well, she can take care of the kids now herself or whatever, but she's, you know, she'll never have time with them or anything, even if, you know, I just don't want to, even if I did go to court, I don't want to take a chance that she'll win and get the kids or something. I mean, that was just, I just don't think that would be a very good situation.
So it's a case now where you've promised her and you've promised her friends that you guys are all going on vacation together and they're all looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Getting away from work, and you're getting away from work and all that, and you can't do that because she hasn't paid you in how long?
4 months.
4 months, and she owes you $4,400.
Right.
We have Phil. He's on the way over to her house right now.
He's actually there. He's on standby, so whenever we're ready, he's ready.
All right, hold on 1 second, okay, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to get Phil Turan on the phone because he is outside of your ex-wife's home, and I just want to make sure it's the right home, so I want to get a description and just make sure that he's in front of the right place. Hey, Phil?
Hey, guys.
Are you out in front of Beth's home right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive this is the right place. It's a pretty nice house. The kind of the area I'm in is in between, like, Marietta and Kennesaw. There's, like, off of the area. I mean, there's nice neighborhoods all over the place. It's not, like, super high-end houses, but they're not, you know, they're family houses. They're pretty nice. And the house I'm staying in front of, it's like a, it's kind of like a light blue house, and it's two-story. There's a little deck on the front, and there is a garage around back. And I always kind of park one house down just because I don't want to be spotted. But there is a garage around back. I don't see any cars in the driveway, but both garage doors are down, and there's no windows on it. So maybe there's a car in the garage.
What did you bring with you? Because I know you had a file of stuff.
Other than a six-pack.
Tailgating.
I'll tailgate for deadbeat dad.
A big smoker on the back of his truck. He's got a tent up.
I've got a folder, and inside of the folder I have obviously a letter from Brian, and then a picture of the two girls.
You want to approach the house, knock on the door, see if you can get her attention?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's all in your hands.
Watch. She turns out to be a hottie, and Phil just like, "Hey, what's your number?" And like starts talking to her
as he's walking right now. His thought is, "Why didn't I go with Gene and Julie? Why didn't I go with Gene and Julie?"
All right, there's a front door and there's kind of a side door beside the garage. I'm gonna go to the side door because it looks like it looks into the kitchen, and there's a hallway light on, but there's no kitchen light on, so. By the way, I hate these. All right.
Why are you nervous? It's just a chick.
Have you seen me? I'm not a very powerful man. All right, here we go.
That was Phil knocking on the door.
Oh, she's got a dog.
Phil's about to be eaten by a Rottweiler.
Candy Graham.
Get out of here.
Land shark.
Get out.
Plumber.
This is serious.
I'm being serious.
No, you're not.
Just trying to bring some levity.
What's that mean?
Land shark.
Electrician.
All right. Get out of here.
Oh, shut up.
Is she not there, Phil?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't see any movement. Hold on. Hang on. I don't see any movement inside. Like I said, there's one hallway light on. There's no kitchen lights on.
Uh-huh.
Does she work? I mean, it's almost 9 o'clock.
What about going around to the front and doing the doorbell?
I can do that. Let me try that. Hang on. Let me get around to the front.
It would suck if we can't get in touch with her. What we should have done is done some work.
I see the dog.
You've got nothing?
I don't see any movement. I can see up the stairs. However, the only two doors I can see, they're both closed.
I mean, either she could have gone to work or maybe she could have gone out of town this weekend, so maybe Monday we'll have better luck.
Maybe. All right, just come on back here and we'll try it again on Monday.
Well, I am going to work. Do you want me to leave the folder?
No. Come on back and we'll do it again Monday because these guys might be right. Like one of her friends might have called her and said, you better split because the radio station's outside your house right now and they're going to make you look like an ass, even though she's done a pretty good job of that herself.
All right.
So come on back. All right, I need the voice disguiser, Jeff, because Beth, not her real name, says she... B says she works with Beth. Good morning, B. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know who we're talking about here?
I really do know who you're talking about here, and she's just about my least favorite person in the office.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well... First off, the reason that you can't find her is because she's not home. Okay. She's in Miami with a guy that she just met 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
You're right.
And second of all, I'm just really sick and tired of her being at the office bragging about how she's not paying child support.
Really?
And
Shut up.
Oh, no. She brags about it every single day. And she's doing it because she wants her ex-husband to go broke so that he'll just hand the kids over to her.
Really?
But that doesn't make any sense, though, because she's wanted nothing to do with the kids this whole time, so why now?
Well, I don't... Apparently, she wants them back, and she thinks that this is the best way to go about it. I really can't tell you. I have no idea what's going on inside this woman's head. But I do have her cell phone number, which I am happy to give to you.
Why don't I do this? I'm going to put you on hold right now. We're just going to get some facts straight with Brian just to make sure we're talking about the same woman. And if it is, we'll get her cell phone number from you and we'll try calling her in a couple of minutes. Is that
okay?
Cool?
That's fine.
Hi, Beth.
Yes.
Hi, this is Bert and Jen and Melissa and Jeff, and we're on the radio right now on a show called The Bert Show on All the Hits Q100.
Yes, I know all about it. Wonderful.
Oh, good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing amazing.
Yeah.
What's happening?
We hear you're in Miami.
Yeah, you hear that.
Yes.
Yes. How'd you find that out?
You know what? When you only have a couple of listeners, we can pretty much track all of them anywhere, you know? And we just found out that you're in Miami.
That makes sense.
You having yourself a good time?
I'm having an amazing time.
Soaking up the rays, enjoying yourself, relaxing a little bit?
Sure. Just have some guy call you up and give you his side of the story, and then just call and slam mama. Is that what you're doing?
I mean, I guess this would be a great public forum for you to defend yourself here, but Brian, your ex, says that it's been 4 months since you've paid your child support, that you owe him about $4,400. He's already told the kids that they have a vacation coming, and their friends are supposed to go also.
Yeah,
and
it's all very sad. Anyway, it's none of any of your business. This shouldn't be done on the air or off the air. You should have no knowledge of this. This has nothing to do with you.
So let me get this right.
Nothing about the relationship or anything that's going on in my personal life. Would you like it if I called you up on your own personal stuff and put it on the radio? Would you like that?
I'm a better person than that. I would pay for my children.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the point is that my ex, Brian, cannot afford to take care of these kids on his own, and he's never been able to afford anything since I've known him. And so maybe the idea is that since he can't afford it, maybe I should just take them back, which is what I'm trying to do.
By starving Brian and the kids?
No, by
cheating them out of their summer vacation? By you going gallivanting to Miami and your kids can't go to the beach?
You know what? This is also a business trip. I'm not gallivanting in Miami, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So your little girls can sit at home and be disappointed this summer because they can't go anywhere on vacation.
You know what? This is so none of any of your business. It's unbelievable. Well, I can't believe I'm having this conversation with I don't know who.
It would have never gotten to any of this had you just done the right thing. Brian feels like there's no other way to get through to you except to publicly humiliate
you. Yeah, Brian needs to get a backbone.
You need to get a backbone and be a mom.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to get my kids back so I can take care of them.
So what is, you wanted your life back. What does that mean?
No, what that meant was is that I had a very difficult time with the pregnancies, and I had a very difficult time after the kids were born, and we went into a very deep depression, and I went through years. I've been going through therapy, and now I'm on medication, and now I feel, and I'm positive, that I'm in a place where I can take care of them. At the time, I did not feel fit, and I didn't think it was appropriate for me to be around my girls. But that is what is going on.
So,
and of course, nobody talks about that.
So with you being on the medication, now you're thinking clearly, you think the great way to handle this whole thing is just to stop paying child support so your husband has no alternative except to give you the children back. That's what the medication has made you think clearly about?
Yes, because then I can take them to court, and then I can get my daughters back.
Why don't you up your prescription then? Because you're still not thinking clearly.
Okay, well, thanks for your help, doctor. I really appreciate that.
Beth, how do you feel about Burt Show listeners having to come up with the money to send your kids to the beach and you can't do it?
Yeah, how pathetic is that? Everybody's calling up.
Yeah, what's pathetic is that he's having to do it on the radio so he can have people chip in and feel sorry for him like he's done his whole life, okay?
What makes you think your daughters want to go back to you?
How do you have any idea what my daughters want? Have you ever?
How do you have any idea what your daughters want?
Of course they want to come back with
me. No, they don't. I've got more of experience in this kind of thing than you have because I was the child of a relationship just like this where mommy bails for 10 years and then all of a sudden she wants to come back. You have no idea emotionally what you've done to your kids. You have no idea.
Well, you know what? No time like the present to fix it.
Oh, come on.
How do you live with yourself?
The youngest was 5 when you left her.
I'm doing the best I can.
No, you're not.
I feel sorry for him. I'm sure the judge is going to love that he called a radio station to take care of this.
And maybe I'm sure the judge will love the fact that you're bragging at work about not paying child support. The thing is, you enjoy your beach time and make sure to know your daughters won't.
Thanks. Whatever you have to say.
You're super individual.
Yeah, my beach time.
Just start to pay him the money that you owe him, that the courts have told you that you owe him. He doesn't want anything to do with you. Just pay the money. Be a responsible parent.
I am being a responsible parent, and I'm trying to get my daughters back. You've all been extremely helpful. I really appreciate it, and I hope all your listeners chip in to poor Brian.
You're a wonderfully warm person. Wonderfully warm.
Would you be warm if you got a phone call like this?
I wouldn't get a call like this, because if I separated from my wife, I'd take care of my kid.
Well.
Have just a little bit of integrity. Good God, woman.
You know what? You guys have a great day.
Super. Enjoy your Miami vacation.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Brian back on the phone. Brian.
Yeah.
Good God. There must be times. I bring this up when we do these things from time to time. Can you believe that you are capable of marrying a woman that handles her business like that?
I actually feel like an idiot every time I listen to her talk.
Can you go into detail about why you got divorced? Because I'm not seeing it.
The Burt Show.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.